So you're being mentored, looking for new mentors to help you, and you always will. Or you are a mentor, you're looking for others to help, and you always will. But what about starting a mentor center? Becoming one who organizes a movement of mentoring and education and mentorship and raising up more leaders. Is that a possibility for you? I want to tell you about a great story I just love. It's of Francis Osbury. He's a great Methodist leader. He recruited men like bivocational minister Richard Allen and many others in his mentor center around the turn of the century in the 1800s. So late 1700s into the 1800s, he recruited the ex-slave Richard Allen. It's a great story. Francis Asbury, there's actually Asbury Seminary named after him. And what he would do is he would recruit leaders when they were new into ministry, he provided them with the intellectual training needed. When these new Christian leaders were looking for ministry opportunities, he guided them and promoted them to fulfill their callings and to make the greatest possible impact. The story of Richard Allen is notable for many reasons. The World Council of Churches estimates the membership of the AME Church at around 2.5 million with 3,817 pastors, 21 bishops, 7,000 congregations. So what I'm saying here is Asbury created a mentor center where he mentored and created educational opportunities for bivocational people, some of them ex-slaves in America, who one of them, Allen, started the American Methodist Episcopal Church, who today has 2.5 million members. I think that's amazing. So think about planting that seed in your heart that maybe you're called to be a mentor center planter. Let's talk about the concept now of mentorship-driven Christianity. In 1 Timothy 3:14, although I hope to come to you soon, I am writing you these instructions so that if I am delayed, you'll know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Christianity set up formal structures that you might know how to conduct yourselves. When the Apostle Paul was in ministry toward the end of his life, he had intentional thought given to mentor-center culture, not just being a mentor or finding someone to mentor, but creating organization. Even in Acts, we read about the school of Tyrannus. These were places where people were being mentored. Today, the mentor-center concept goes like this. These centers are where local ministries, organizations, maybe a business that starts one, and churches offer local gathering points. Could be over coffee, where a ministry brews coffee. These geographic touch points will make the campus of Christian Leaders Institute physically spread throughout the world. Christian Leaders Institute is not going to have a physical location. But physical mentor centers started by volunteers like yourself, or bivocational or ministers, can become places where the education can be processed and then mentorship salted in the whole process. I just have a big imagination, and I can imagine the strength of the worldwide movement of Christianity if any local church ministry or Christian-led ministry organization created a mentorship environment. What would that be like? I believe there is a new paradigm shift. Colleges, Bible schools, and seminaries have typically been geographically locked down in one location, maybe with a few satellite campuses. What also happens is that even when colleges and seminaries and institutions go online, they often still have sort of, the paradigm is a geographic synchronistic paradigm where everybody starts a class at the same time, ends a class at the same time. That's very expensive. At Christian Leaders Institute, is all the education is individual. It gets sent to you individually, but then your responsibility, we believe, is to ground your educational experience in a mentorship culture. So I can imagine what would that be like to have a mentor culture where new paradigms, new partnerships in local areas are created, and organizations and businesses and churches do this as part of their strategic calling to raise up more leaders. So this paradigm shift is so amazing because Christian Leaders Institute brings high quality Christian correspondence courses and low cost credentials. It's a generosity supported movement where you and businesses and others support these being free classes and free opportunities for training. But then organizations bring mentorship, connections, and opportunities. Again, it's something to think about, to pray about, to plant seeds about. Where could this go? You know, and I can think of types of mentor centers. You know, study centers at local churches, young Christian leaders clubs. So instead of a college, you know, young Christian leaders would join study clubs or ministry clubs or business clubs, entrepreneur clubs, other clubs. Now, again, I realize there will still be colleges and seminaries and all that, but I'm just thinking, how do we make the most possible impact to create the most possible cadre and group of Christian leaders for the Christian movement? I can see elder deacon training studies. Homeschools are amazing opportunities for local family mentor centers. Christian high schools. I think more and more churches could open high schools, and these high schools can beam in the correspondence classes, and then students can get mentored, volunteers can run these schools in churches, very cost effective. Post-prisoner training programs. Who knows, maybe training programs within prison someday. Women's ministry training centers, men's ministry leadership groups, bivocational leaders training as businesses or churches. So you have business leaders, you know, just lifting up their bivocational leaders for new businesses and new churches. Life coach minister-led organizations. I really see endless possibilities. Can you imagine this? You seeding businesses and churches and ministries through leaders that you've identified that you're helping take that next step. I can just picture that's what it was like near the end of Paul's life. And when he writes at the end of his life letters to, like, you know, the Romans, and again, not the end of his life, you know what I mean, toward the end of his life. And as he's done years, decades of ministry, I can just imagine him, you know, sending that letter to the Romans and Romans 16 culture. Imagine you were the Apostle Paul and you have spent your life mentoring leaders and creating mentor centers where leaders are being developed and churches are being planted, you, like the Apostle Paul, may be able to write a letter like Romans 16. Someday to those you have participated with in raising them up as leaders for revival. Just imagine the potential where you're just starting here now, but look what may happen. And we are seeing that at Christian Leaders Institute. We are seeing churches start mentor centers. We are seeing businesses that have studies that they can allow people to get their education. We've seen homeschoolers, homeschooling families utilize this correspondence education and send more leaders. We have seen programs within churches like men's groups. We've seen that now. We've seen internet mentor centers, encouragement mentor centers. Truly, there are endless possibilities. You know, in my first church, the motto was endless possibilities. And I used to think to myself, that's a metaphor. Endless possibilities. Endless possibilities for spiritual growth, for raising up more leaders. But today, I see that we are part of a movement, and we're all part of it. So I'm excited for you, excited in what God is going to do through you. Now again, I know not that every one of you are going to start a mentor center. Never one of you has been called to mentor others, you know, in a way that has a lot of people involved. But maybe let's just put it down to one thing. Maybe it's just you. As you receive mentorship from others, as you give mentorship to others, maybe one person, maybe that's your little mentor center. And that's your life. Or maybe it's on a scale that I can't even imagine, where hundreds of thousands of people will be mentored through the efforts that you lead. I don't know, but I'm excited about the future. God has a plan, and I believe that you are part of that plan.